The COVID-19 pandemic compelled local, state, federal governments to create and expand programs to pretty much serve as safety nets for as many people as were in need. Now that all elements of the health emergency have pretty much been removed, there are changes in the wind concerning these programs. One of the most important of these, Medicaid. If you were able to enroll due to changes in eligibility, that could be about to change, even though notifications were sent out. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Have you ever met a government program at any level that was completely user-friendly? I rest my case. My first guest is here to help you better understand the choices, responsibilities that you do need to face right now. He's an attorney in the elder law practice with the Roseland, New Jersey law firm, Mandelbaum Barrett PC, Donald Dennison. How are you today, Donald?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Chris.
Well, thanks for being here, because this could be a kind of a shakeup for those who even got the notice, might have just ignored it. MBLawFirm.com. Learn more about the legal services of Mandelbaum Barrett PC. Talk about what had been up to this point. How had Medicaid been more open and more people eligible for it?
Sure. So Medicaid is a form of means-tested benefits, meaning they look to see under various Medicaid programs, what your income is and what your assets are. And based on those answers, Medicaid will either extend benefits or deny benefits, because Medicaid really is only meant for people who require their services based on their income level or their asset level. And so prior to March of 2020, Medicaid had very, very strict asset and income requirements that were utilized day in and day out in making determinations as to the eligibility of any potential recipient. In March of 2020, as we all know, we were struck by the COVID-19 pandemic, and in March of 2020, both state and federal government implemented rules to protect current or then-current Medicaid beneficiaries from expulsion from their Medicaid programs. The federal government did not want people who really required care to forego their care because they did not meet the strict asset and income requirements for their program. So since March of 2020, Medicaid has largely turned a blind eye towards people whose income might have increased, thereby putting them over the income limits for any given Medicaid program. Additionally, or similarly, Medicaid has turned a blind eye since March of 2020 to people whose assets exceeded the asset cap for their individual Medicaid programs. The most common Medicaid program that we deal with in our elder law practice is the Managed Long-Term Services and Supports Program, also the Age, Blind, and Disabled Program, both of which have a asset cap of $2,000 for an individual, or if you have a couple applying together, a married couple applying together, the total asset cap is $3,000. And so during the public health emergency, starting in March of 2020, individuals and couples who had assets that exceeded those caps, they were not thrown off of their programs. But unfortunately, as you pointed out, Chris, beginning in April, or on April 1st of 2023, Medicaid started to implement those strict rules again, which have really caused people to scramble in trying to meet the strict eligibility criteria again.
And just to give you an idea, listing what kind of numbers we're talking about here as far as people, and this might just include you as well. This is courtesy of the Kaiser Family Foundation. From February of 2020 to March of 2023, Medicaid enrollment increased with children under 19 by 31%, adults eligible based on disability or age by 30%, and by Affordable Care Act adults by 38%. Respectively, that was 7.3 million, 7.1 million, and 8.9 million people. So I guess it's safe to say, Donald, that from starting at this point, a lot of people, I've heard estimates of anywhere between 250 to 375,000 people just in New Jersey are going to be cut adrift.
No doubt. Yeah, there is a tremendous amount of people just in New Jersey whose programs can be affected by these rule changes. And, you know, one of our biggest concerns as elder law attorneys, people, you know, their circumstances have changed. It's been 3 years since redeterminations have been sent out from the county Medicaid offices. You know, people could have moved, for instance. And the redetermination letters for Medicaid are being sent to the last address of record, meaning there are likely people out there who have received or should have received redetermination packages for them to complete and file, but they haven't actually seen them yet. And if you know, those redetermination packages are not sent in on a timely basis, that is grounds in and of itself for Medicaid to boot them off of their program. So there are certain things that we're concerned about, the first and foremost being the redetermination notices that are going out. We want to make sure that people are actually receiving them. And for anyone listening who may have moved over the last 3 years, you can update your mailing address with the state on their website, NJ Stay Covered. It's through the Human Services website. There's also a phone number to reach out to NJ Family Care, which is Medicaid, that number being 1-800-701-0710. And you can update your mailing address using that phone number.
And it's 1-800-701-0710. We'll post that over on our homepage, too, a little bit later on, just to have it as a reference for you. And if I understand, too, Donald, the states had been receiving funding to help keep these programs going because there was an extra demand on each state. And that's also going to decrease. I believe it's zeroing out at the end of this year.
That's right. There's always some amount of federal funding that comes in to support statewide Medicaid programs. But the funding you're referring to, Chris, was really an incentive for the states to keep eligible members on the Medicaid program, despite the fact that they may have been otherwise ineligible during the public health emergency. You're absolutely right. Those federal dollars are ceasing. They'll go back to the original monies that the federal government has promised states for maintaining their Medicaid programs, but the bonuses, so to say, are done.
So Donald Dennison, attorney in the elder law practice with the Roseland, New Jersey law firm, Mandelbaum Barra PC, mblawfirm.com, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As I said in the intro, usually programs like this are not totally completely user-friendly. That brings us to this portion of the discussion, because when you look at enrollees who have been disenrolled and then re-enrolled, because, again, Donald, if I understand, it's not an automatic re-enrollment. It's almost a reapplication. And if I'm accurate in that belief, then it's not a quick process. It's, again, going back to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the percent of full benefit Medicaid CHIP enrollees who disenrolled and re-enrolled within varying periods over, this was from 2018 when they looked at this, only 10.3% were able to get back in 365 days or less.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, so as far as if someone gets that notice saying, we've re-examined and you're not eligible anymore, but can someone appeal that? What are their options at that point?
They absolutely can. Generally speaking, even before the public health emergency, most Medicaid beneficiaries in New Jersey were responsible for reporting to the state on a yearly basis, and that was done using a redetermination package, also known as a renewal packet, that the state would send them on an annual basis. Those were stopped during the public health emergency, but they are starting to go out again. And so people are starting to report their income and their assets to the state. And for some who may be facing a possible disenrollment, you know, the reality is that the cost of medical care in this country is so high. And so if they're disenrolled from their program, you know, they may be facing whopping medical bills. To your point about appealing decisions or negative decisions, you typically have 20 days from the issuance of the denial notice to appeal the decision from the county. When you receive a denial from Medicaid, there will be a fair hearing notice at the very end of the redetermination package and at the very end of the denial letter that an individual may receive. That fair hearing notice has to be completed and mailed in to the fair hearing unit at the state so that you can appeal the denial of your claim. The fair hearing is conducted in front of an administrative law judge whose decision, after they render one, is reviewed by the director of the Division of Medical Assistance and Health Services, also known as DAMAS, who has really the final say in the program's policies and procedures. That appeal, or that decision from the director of the Division of Medical Assistance and Health Services, can be further appealed to the appellate division in the New Jersey state courts. But hopefully, if someone is pursuing an appeal of a Medicaid denial, they don't have to go that far. That's why I have a job, because yes. We handle them all the time. But yes, there is an appeal right, but you have to be conscious of the deadlines. And like I said, after receiving a denial in the mail, you have 20 days to file an appeal with the fair hearing office.
And this comes in tandem with the fact of doing the research for this segment, I saw numerous quotes from state and federal officials being quite honest, saying that there could be some enrollees booted off plans by mistake.
That's right, and that happens. That happened even before the public health emergency occurred. Again, your best resource is an elder law attorney who handles Medicaid applications on a regular basis. So even when you receive the redetermination notices in the mail from Medicaid, if you haven't used an elder law attorney up until this point, I think it's critical to have someone review your redetermination package and your circumstances to make sure you're not booted off of the program that you're on.
Certainly the way you describe the appeal process, it can be intimidating for anyone, even more so for seniors, and the services that you provide is certainly going to give them a much more firm foundation and better focus and direction than trying to go it alone or through the help of albeit a well-meaning help, but help from family members, for example.
That's right. I mean, when you're facing a possible expulsion from a program that's covering expensive medical bills, it's very emotional. Your nerves are high, right? And it helps to have a neutral individual who's knowledgeable in the field of law to assist with the appeal and to assist with the actual redetermination.
And certainly someone who is much more familiar with the process and the system versus what someone diving in head first to what might feel like an empty pool after sooner versus later would have right. As an experience. Give you two pieces of information, and yes, we do have them on the webpage too, but for New Jersey Family Care, their hotline is 1-800-701-0710, 1-800-701-0710. And if you have to go past that point, and you do not, and as you heard Donald describe, I highly doubt that you would want to go at it alone in the appeal process with Medicaid, you can contact the law firm of Mandelbaum Barrett PC. Find out more through their services at mblawfirm.com. We've been joined by one of their attorneys in the elder law practice with the law firm located in Roseland, New Jersey, Mandelbaum Barrett PC, Donald Dennison. Donald, thanks for the clarification that you've helped bring to people and their understanding of they have responsibilities, too, that they have to respond to make this whole thing work. That's a two-sided effort to get the complete picture, and for the help that you give for everything that falls between the cracks, to be sure, and that's always going to happen with any program. Thanks for being here today to help people find a comfort zone, though, in this.
Thanks for inviting me, Chris. And again, an elder law attorney is the best person to contact when you receive the redetermination notices, so I think this program is really helpful for the folks listening in.